We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. You may have caught a glimpse of him on Good Morning America, or maybe scrolling through TikTok. Isaiah Caldwell is in studio. He is an internet sensation for losing a massive amount of weight, and he is from St. Louis. Isaiah, thank you very much for being with us on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.
How much weight did you lose, first of all?
A little over 200 pounds.
200 pounds plus. How did you do that?
Well, it started out on a pretty radical diet called the carnivore diet. And then I've pivoted since then to track my calorie and protein intake, just keeping it under a certain threshold. So,
describe the carnivore diet for us.
Carnivore diet is pretty simple. Some people do it a little differently from time to time, but it's primarily animal products. So, you know, meat and eggs. And then some people include dairy as well.
Wow. So I did one 5-6 years ago where I started to eliminate carbs along those lines. So I got rid of bread and potatoes, maybe in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when carbohydrates...
Did you eliminate everything? Vegetables, everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did out of the gate. You know, I wouldn't say that vegetables are bad for you or anything like that, of course. But it was just an elimination diet. It's something that eliminates foods that are really easy to overconsume. It's just hard to overconsume meat. So I don't think there's anything magical about it. It's just lower calorie, high protein. So really a great diet to start off losing weight if you're having a hard time with moderation.
Now let's get into the nitty gritty, because I remember, for example, when the Atkins diet was popular and it did rely on quite a bit of protein. And a lot of people talked about some of the adverse side effects at first. You know, talk about some of those early days of trying to go just protein only.
Yeah, I didn't really experience any adverse side effects. In fact, you know, for me, I guess because I was in such poor health before, I just experienced a lot of positives, like a lot of mental clarity, more energy. So I originally only planned on doing carnivore for about a month, and then I extended it to about 6 months just because I was addicted to the feeling of it. After 6 months, I made some pivots to incorporate fruit back into my diet and incorporate some carbohydrates, but I really enjoyed it.
It sounds kind of fun, actually, eating steak and, you know, eggs.
I got really good at making ribeye, I'll tell you that much.
I bet you did. Now, if you eat, can you eat ribs, and do you have to have a certain seasoning? Like, you're not allowed to slather barbecue sauce on there? How does that work?
You know, different people have different rules. For me, out of the gate, I was really big into barbecue, so I still ate stuff like ribs. But I personally wouldn't recommend the slathering of barbecue sauce just because that's going to be really high in sugar. If you're trying to cut back on that sort of thing and, you know, fix your relationship with insulin or something like that, you'd probably want to keep the carb intake lower out of the gate.
Now, how have you tracked other health measures as you've done this? Because I'm sure you've heard a lot of criticism from people about, for example, like a high fat diet that you might get from eating a lot of meat.
Yeah, I was really conscious of that from the very beginning. Of course, other health issues in my life had motivated this. So I was in tune with my blood work and for me, at least, and again, this is just an anecdotal personal example, but for me, my cholesterol went down. My health markers improved across the board. Everything I have now from my blood work is within reference range, and that was not the case when I started. So for me, for whatever reason, this, you know, high protein, high fat diet actually lowered my cholesterol and other things because I was losing weight. And losing weight generally is really good for you.
How did you portion it throughout the day? Were you doing small portions of meat? Did you take it to work with you? And what do you do day to day?
I tried different things. When I first started this, I was working in the office here downtown in a sales role. And so I would bring in just portioned out meals, which for me was just a box of meat, for lack of a better term. But I ended up working from home after a little while. And so I would prepare food at home. But I usually had like an eating window of around like maybe 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Maybe even 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. I like to eat late, so I wanted to kind of save those calories for later in the day if possible.
Now, one thing I think we do need to note for listeners who may not be completely familiar with your story is that there was a really primary reason why you did this, not just your own health. It has to do with your family. What was your motivation?
So my wife and I had been trying to have kids for a little over a year, and we were unsuccessful. So we went into a doctor, and without getting into the exact details, I didn't have great news. So that's the day I started this diet. And in fact, I had tried to lose weight a couple times before for my health. And it's not that I don't think that's a good motivator. It just personally didn't get me across the finish line. I would always, lose about 20 pounds and gain it back. But this time I was very, very motivated because I felt like I wanted to prove to myself I did everything I could do to fix the situation if possible. And so that's why I started this go around.
This is Isaiah Caldwell, who lost over 200 pounds. What about mixing in workouts, walking, physical activity? How did you do that?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, walking is a great tool to burn extra calories. It's something that I think most people can do. It's definitely valuable. For me, I did a mixture of that along with weightlifting. And I think weightlifting is another crucial aspect of weight loss, because when we're losing weight, there's a high chance that we're going to lose a little bit of muscle tissue along the way, especially when you have to lose a lot of weight. And so weightlifting is a great way to help maintain that along with getting in adequate protein. That's the path that I chose this go around.
What would you advise other people who are looking at your story, maybe in a critical way or in a hopeful way? What would you tell them?
If you're looking at my story in a critical way, I just would say that my health is in really good shape, and I feel awesome, and my blood markers look good too. If you're looking at it in a hopeful way, I would just say, go do it. I thought I was really hopeless before I started this. Frankly, I tried three times. I failed. I thought there was no way for me to lose weight. What I was missing was proper motivation and just an attitude of not giving up. And the information is out there online. I did a lot of research. I started out on a radical diet, but I pivoted to a much more normal diet. I count my calories and my protein intake, and that's how I lose weight now. And you can do that too. So you can follow me on social media. I put out some content. There's a lot of other people that do too. And if you have any questions, shoot me a DM. Happy to help.
This is inspiring. I'm going to go have a chicken breast and maybe a couple slices of steak along with that.
Do it, man.
All right.
Good meal.
Isaiah Caldwell, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
How can they reach you again?
I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. You can just look me up online. You should be able to see my page through the Good Morning America article or something else. So
appreciate it very much. Thanks for being with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.